Andrew Twiggy Forrest is continuing his fight against tobacco companies. His foundation, the Eliminate Cancer Initiative, is spearheading a controversial push on cigarette purchasing laws. Australia's sixth richest man saying in a statement that the legal smoking age should now be 21 instead of 18.
We need to stop fueling big tobacco, preying on our vulnerable youth. Nearly 90% of adult smokers start as children. By the time they reach 21, they are hooked and become lifelong customers of big tobacco.
15,000 Australians are killed by smoking each year. Mr. Forrest's foundation found if the smoking age limit was raised to 21, chronic sickness and death would drop by 10% in people born after the year 2000. He believes it would also save taxpayers more than $3 billion a year. Cancer Council Australia CEO Professor Sanchia Arandia supports the idea. She has offered Mr. Forrest Cancer Council researchers and planners to help make the proposal a reality.
Andrew Forrest is clearly wanting to be a disruptor, and this is a great idea that needs now to be tested. We know that taxation works with kids. We know that later age stops them from smoking. So if a 21 initiative helps, all power to Mr. Forrest.
Australian Medical Association President Michael Gannon says he is also in favour of increasing the smoking age.
Most people who die of cigarette smoking started in their teens. Any measure that might reduce the chances that someone takes up smoking as a teenager or young adult, we support.
The plan has already been floated at a recent meeting between Commonwealth and state government leaders. Health Minister Greg Hunt has also met with Mr. Forrest, but said minimum smoking ages are a matter for the states to decide. Green Senator Sarah Hansen-Young, however, was quick to issue her praise towards the plan.
Well, I think this is a really fascinating idea, actually, and we've got to do something because we know that smoking kills. You know, it's awful when you see more and more young people taking up smoking when we know that the damage it does. We do have to think about some creative ideas.
Andrew Forrest has pitched in $75 million to fund his cancer foundation. He is also considering a lawsuit against tobacco companies on behalf of smoking victims, despite cautions even his pockets aren't deep enough to win that fight.